John Batchelor with John Cochran of the Hoover Institution. He keeps the Grumpy Economist blog, and he veers from this or that, and I follow him as best I can. He surprised me moving from economics to vote counting. There is a aggregate way of talking about the votes in Stanford, California, asking the question, how diverse are we when it comes to voting? This is a momentary glimpse because there was a primary within these last hours in California, and decisions made about Dianne Feinstein's seat and other important opportunities, including the presidential primary for both candidates. And what I learned from you wasn't a surprise to me, John, I suspect, because I've always understood the campus environment in the United States, certainly 60, 70 years, I can reach back that far from my own experience, was always left of center, always that way in some fashion. But it seems way out of focus, way out of whack today. Not how did we get here? How bad is it, John, from your estimate?
Well, it's not just the campus average left of center. It's the purge of the conservatives, which includes anybody labeled Republican. And it's hilarious. We have all these diversity offices that studiously don't keep numbers on these things, even though they're easy to find. So I repost that my colleague, Alfin Rabushka, likes to find these numbers. So he looked up voting patterns in the zip codes that include Stanford. And, you know, the numbers are something like 2% Republican, as they have been throughout the last elections. These numbers are fairly easy to get if you care. Match voting records and political donation records are public records. And the same bureaucracy that asks you about your sexual preferences could ask you easily about your ideological ones. But it's a dirty little secret. And more generally, there's been a lot of studies that look around at this. Universities tend to be in the 95 to 99 to 1 Democrat to Republican. Scientific societies, including the leadership of the American Economic Association, skew extremely Democratic. There's some places, like I think it was Anthropology, they couldn't find a single Republican. Registered Republican in the whole place.
And I don't have an opinion whether this is healthy or not. It's just the way I've known it.
Well, right. I have an opinion. Okay. If we want to understand the country in which we live, the democracy in which we live, how can you do that when there is no person who even knows the opinions of half of the voters in this country? The polls say, you know, Trump is beating Biden. Nobody at Stanford even knows a Trump supporter, you know, let alone hear that view on campus. So they're just deplored. Well, you're not going to understand how America works if you simply don't have any voices. The idea of diversity is correct. A good institution needs diversity of ideas. Unfortunately, the word has that word does not mean what you think it means, and it does not mean diversity of ideas on campus.
I came to accept voting in New York City for 50 years that it was a gesture on my part not to result in any victories whatsoever. Is that the way it is on the Stanford campus if you're a Republican? It's a gesture.
The actual voting. Well, I believe in voting when you're in a deep minority, a Libertarian or Republican, because, you know, those numbers going from 3% to 5% says something a lot more than the Democrats going from 95 to 99%. But voting is always it's a duty of citizenship. It isn't, you're not going to be the one who sways the election from Trump to Biden or Biden to Trump, but it is something we should all go out and do and express our views. And that's why I do it.
John Cochran, keeping the Grumpy Economist. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.